Welcome to BBBBBB. All right, we have a very special episode. I'm Billy Gill. I'm joined by Charlie Kravitz, Charlie Hugh, Elizabeth Fearman, and Lorenzo Rodriguez. Guys, it's Halloween week, and we may have made a mistake. We have put Lorenzo in charge of a very special Halloween episode this week, and he has put together a murder mystery that we are going to do all together with you, the listener. And he's already 30 minutes late. He sent us multiple different characters that we're supposed to be. There's a ton of confusion here, but I think that things will be in order. Last thing he asked me to do was to share screen privileges with him. Lorenzo, welcome.
You're on mute, Lorenzo.
You're muted.
So. Hello, you jerks. I crafted this really nice, beautiful 1880s whodunit mystery, and here you are. You're already Googling who done it, who did the crime.
Can I ask you a question? Did you craft this because I just simply, while we were talking, Googled the name?
No, we're not asking any questions. No questions. I asked the questions, Billy Gill. Okay. Welcome to your nightmare.
Oh, he's gone. He disappeared. No one can see that.
Are we no longer in the Way Out West? Are we in a different place now, Lorenzo?
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. Okay.
We're in a nightmare.
All right. All that prep I did to become Slick O'Hare.
Yeah, I was about to say, am I still Doc Faraday?
I'm Elijah Entwistle, but I want to change the pronunciation to Entwistle.
Oh, I like that twist.
The listeners can't see this. Lorenzo's a doll.
It's an American girl doll.
Lorenzo's an American girl doll. And he's muted.
Welcome, my friends. You thought that we were all gathered to have a rip-roaring Wild West whodunit adventure, but you were wrong. We are all gathered here for a very special lesson.
You're peaking.
Yeah, your voice modulator is overmodulated. Yeah.
Overmodulated? All right, I'll bring it down a notch. Sorry. We're going to have a very special lesson, a very fun lesson. You could almost say it's a game. Yes, I want to play a game. My name is Rompecabezas.
That's puzzle in Spanish.
I was going to go with Jigsaw, but...
Jigsaw would have been good.
Jigsaw is better? Yeah. Jigsaw or Rompecabezas?
I can't with this voice.
All right. My name is Jigsaw.
You need to talk a little lower. You're still...
Just turn the modulator down a little bit more, yeah.
A little much.
Hold up, let me just... Bring the audio levels here down. Sorry.
So, am I not Elijah Entwistle?
You could be.
Oh.
If you want, for this nightmarish assembly of characters. Now, for countless episodes, you have mocked, chided, and ridiculed one of your very own. Some of you haven't. Well, I mean, like Good Samaritan law and all that stuff and whatnot. You stood idly by and allowed this behavior to pervade, Elizabeth Fearman. That all ends today.
Wow.
Hopefully. Or so does your life.
Oh.
Can you see the doll? Can you see?
We can see the listening audience.
Audio medium.
Yeah. Anyways.
Is that Josefina?
It is Josefina. Good job. You know your American dolls, Elizabeth. Too bad that's not going to help you in this challenge. Your personality flaws have allowed you to become husks of humanity. Honesty and decency
are
vestiges within you. Shut up. Speaking again? Sorry.
What are we of humanity?
Husks.
Husks?
Yeah, husks.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Pass my test and you will continue to live your lives as better individuals, hopefully, than when you arrived. All of you will be tested. I have brought along, she's not here, but my pupil Sarah's around here, and she's going to help me determine whether or not you are worthy to leave with your life intact. Let's begin. Wait, I also have a little background I can put on. Hold up, Josefina.
Wow. Yeah,
audio medium, but
yeah, I think that's right. It's pretty scary if you could see it. Just imagine this being scary, listening audience. Very scary.
First up.
Oh.
Billy Gill.
Elijah.
This is your challenge. Oh, I'm sorry. What is it? Elijah Entworth?
It doesn't matter.
and twist
your challenge is titled Uncomfortable in Your Own Skin. Billy Gill.
Wait. Cheers. Hold on. Is there not a murder that we're solving?
You all could die, potentially.
Oh.
Why have one murder and you can all die, right? Am I right?
This is very dark.
So we're no longer doing the Way Out West, Cactus Gulch.
Did you not listen to the intro? Come on now, Charlie.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry.
And this is Billy's challenge. Step away. Step off.
Okay, step away.
I'm stepping away.
Billy Gill, for years you have stood by as mere observer as Dan has stepped into minefield after minefield of calamitous conversations. You have shirked the opportunity to contribute or drive unpleasant conversations yourself. Well, the choice is now yours, Billy. Will you delve into topics too taboo for you? Or will you see your demise? You're going to have 2 minutes to discuss these three topics that I prepared for you. Let's begin. Billy Gill, can you please explain the NBA-China conflict from earlier this year?
No. So I die and that's it? The podcast is over? This is...
What's the two-faced piglet? I want to see the two-faced piglet.
Yeah, that's actually, I'm really interested in the two-faced piglet. For the listening audience, once again, Zoe is the folder open, and the first item in this folder is a two-faced piglet.
Yeah. There's also a Jigsaw background, too.
Van Gogh Diamond.
Go timer.
Hope Diamond.
Van Gogh, Starry Night. I wonder what that could be.
Stand by.
Billy, you have to leave all of this in.
No.
Oh, man.
So why do you have an American Girl doll?
Well, I don't. That's my wife's old American Girl doll. And we're passing it on to our daughter, so.
Oh.
American Girl dolls are awesome.
How many American Girls does Sarah have?
No, just one. Well.
I just had one, too.
I guess that's, yeah. You know,
they're really expensive, right?
That's they're like $100.
You had Hosea
Fina also? Billy Gill, your that's time has started now.
Oh, so he still has to talk about NBA and China.
My time for what?
That's correct.
And if I say no, what happens?
Then you die.
Okay, so I'm dead.
No.
That's it?
What kind of... No. So, what kind of challenge is this?
So Josefina killed me, guys. Just in
no,
case.
No.
Good knowing you, Billy.
Learn could you though. Also not use a video that has really loud, like, noise in the background?
Is that loud, really?
This is amazing. Actually, this is performance art, how astonishingly bad your judgment was on this specific topic.
The thing is that...
That's amazing.
Billy Gill, you have a minute 30. You haven't spoken about NBA in China.
A minute 30? I thought I had 60 seconds.
No, it's 2 minutes. It's a two-minute timer.
Billy's dead now because Billy doesn't want to get his show suspended from the network.
A two-minute timer?
All right, we're going with the second topic, Billy Gill. When was the last time you did something illegal?
Does he really want to share this?
Uncomfortable conversations.
Are we playing truth or dare? I'm not.
I don't know. Here.
I'm really uncomfortable.
No, it's called uncomfortable in your own skin. There's, jeez.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little concerned, Zoe. If this is how you thought we should start, where this is headed for everyone.
My internet connection might drop off in a little bit.
Well, it's heading to a bad place because you're not playing along.
What? Say that
you're
again.
Not playing along.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was prepared for a murder mystery. I prepared myself as Elijah Entwistle, and I was ready for the 20th anniversary of our Cactus Grove town or whatever it's called.
Cactus Gulch.
Cactus Gulch.
Like
there are some land disputes and disreputable card games.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one more shot, Billy Gill,
okay.
to survive. Describe the American pie scene to someone who hasn't seen it.
Jesus Christ, Lorenzo.
A minute 30.
It takes me to talk. 90 seconds to explain it.
That's correct.
And just move on to the next
one. You know what?
Got it. He nailed
it. You're dead. Gone. Bye, Billy Gill. Or Elijah Entwistle, you are dead.
Entwistle.
Entwistle, you came up with this.
You named the characters.
Next up, Charlie Hume, a.k.a. Chunky Dog.
A.k.a. Slick O'Hare. Slick O'Hare!
Are you ready for your challenge?
Sure.
Titled, It belongs in a museum.
Oh,
God.
What's the saying? Learn from history or you are doomed to repeat it. Chunky Dog, you have often scoffed at the bastions of education and culture that are museums. You've been on record saying that brick and mortar museums are, quote, a thing of the past, and that museum real estate can have much more productive uses. Tonight, we're taking a trip to your museum, Charles. You will be presented with three artifacts in order to give us a brief description and supplementary details as you play tour guide in my museum from hell.
One of them's a two-headed pig.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. I would like to just say on the record now, I still think museums are stupid, but let's play the game.
The other one's Starry Night.
All right. When does this begin, Lorenzo? Or I don't know what it is.
It begins now.
Okay. His name's Josefina.
I thought it was Jigsaw.
Okay, so this is Starry Night by Van Gogh. It's a painting. It's a very famous painting. Vincent Van Gogh was a painter. I think, did he cut his own ear off? I think he might have been the guy that cut his own ear off.
That's correct.
It's a Starry Night. You know, what more is there to say? What's the next art effect?
What kind of art style is this, Charlie?
It's Van Gogh's art style, which you can often see in Van Gogh paintings. So,
the next item.
Ooh.
This is the Heart of the Ocean.
Nope.
This is the diamond that is made famous by the film The Titanic, starring Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Are you sure this is not the Hope Diamond?
I'm positive because
the file name
at the top of the file name is the Heart of the Ocean. So
yeah.
So when you open up the Hope Diamond, then it'll show that file name, and then I'll say that it's the Hope Diamond. So
yeah.
Anyways,
and last one,
Two-Faced Piglet. You didn't click off of the screen share. We can see what you're doing.
It's Two-Faced Piglet.
Ooh.
So
cute.
It's kind of cute. It is kind of cute. I'll describe it a little bit for the listening audience. So just imagine a piglet, except instead of one head and face, there are two faces, and it's got some nice stripes running down its back.
It's like a deer print almost.
It is like a deer print. I was going to say it's not a standard, you know, patterning that you might expect a piglet to have. I think it's kind of adorable.
Where is this possessed abomination housed?
I tell you what, if anyone else...
It's a Ripley's, believe it or not, pig. It's
if anyone else pig. Knows, you could kill me. But I don't think anyone else knows.
Well, now I know. It's a Ripley's, believe it or not, pig.
Yeah. Cranial facial duplication.
Oh, yeah.
You're the worst toy I'd ever... You're of dead, course. Too.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well,
no, that's it. That's I'll, it. I'm losing my patience with this.
So, afterlife, Billy.
Welcome. It's fun over here. So in this murder mystery right now, there's been two murders. Both of them have been by Jigsaw, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Keeping track, yeah.
Not much of the mystery right now.
You couldn't have made up a name for them? They're Frank and Louie.
Frank and Louie, okay.
Well, that's actually their name.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's up next, Jigsaw?
I don't know if I want to continue with this.
I'm never going to know what our last...
Too far right now.
I hope that our next player is a better participant than you do. Elizabeth!
I'm really scared.
I know. That'll your challenge, be me, to be honest.
Your challenge is titled, If You Don't Have Nothing Bad to Say, Then Don't Say Nothing at All.
Okay. Lots of negatives there. Double, triple negatives.
Those are quad negatives.
Shut up. You're dead. Eliz, your noble heart is admirable. Of all these cursed souls that are playing my game, you are by far the nicest. By far, easily. But one mustn't go through life without expressing some criticism.
Wow.
Hell, Siskel and Ebert made a living off of it. Your task, Elizabeth, is to say one bad thing about my loathsome lineup from hell.
That's so mean.
First up is Mahatma Gandhi.
What?
This is the best one.
Why would I say anything mean about Gandhi?
Just do it. Do it. You have to.
Or you're going to die.
Do you value Mahatma Gandhi's soul more than your own?
Yes. Like, why would I be mean to him? It's Gandhi.
Make fun of his glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, make fun of his glasses.
Come on, Elizabeth.
No, I don't want to say something mean.
You have to, or you're going to join Elijah.
I mean, the glasses are a good start. Those little circular glasses you wore.
Are those considered Coke bottle glasses?
Oh,
those are kind of like John Lennon glasses, right?
Jigso, can you give an example of what an insult would be for Gandhi?
You know, I mean, he couldn't settle with just being a lawyer. He had to be he had to fight colonialism in India. He also had to start a whole.
Jigso, not facts, an insult, an insult.
Bro, Gandhi skips leg day.
Wow.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Thank you. Yeah.
Didn't he like starve himself sometimes?
Yeah.
His hunger is
legendary. Bowl of rice or something, Gandhi.
Yeah, mix it a protein shake.
Okay, so then Gandhi ate my recipe segment when he's doing his hunger strikes, which I take offense to.
Yes. Wow. Tone it down a little.
Now you're playing the game, Liz. Thank you.
It's going to be hard to do that two more times.
Next up on my lineup of loathsome individuals, Oprah.
Oh.
Oprah.
Yeah, trying to say something bad about Oprah.
Once I saw Stedman riding a bike in Chicago.
Wow, sick burn.
She's
make an
Oprah.
Honest man
She's
out of him,
great.
Oprah. Can't you marry the guy already? He's been around for how many years?
Well, here, I don't want to say this on the podcast.
No, what were you going to say?
I don't love Oprah's best friend.
Whoa. Bad Gail decision
King?
Maker.
Gail King?
Who's the best friend?
Gail King. She used to live in my town when I was growing up, and she bumped her shopping cart into my dad's at the grocery store, and she didn't say sorry.
Wow.
That's an amazing story.
This is getting out of control.
Love it. Okay, I can't remember the third one.
Does the peanut gallery have anything to say about Mighty Oprah?
Well, I'm dead and Charlie's dead. It's just
I don't like all of her book club recommendations.
Ooh. How about this? She led America astray with A Million Little Pieces.
Not that James Frey guy, her.
Her, because she brought him into our homes.
Yeah.
How's that, Jigso?
That's kind of on our guest booker, though.
I'll accept it. Last but not least, a truly vile individual known as Tim Kirkchin.
That's impossible. I'm gonna go join Charlie and Billy in the afterlife.
You guys were doing so well. You were actually playing. You were playing the game.
Killer Zoe.
All right, you're dead too.
Okay.
Jigso, she was about to give you something.
I can bring you back from the beyond. What is it, Liz?
I was going to say, I love his laugh so much. I wish he did it more. He doesn't laugh enough for my consumption.
That's a compliment disguised as a knock. You're dead, too.
Oh.
Okay.
Now,
does Kravitz win by default, or does...
No. He has a challenge of his own. Charlie Kravitz, you, potentially the sole survivor here, your challenge is titled, It Belongs in a Museum.
That's the other Charlie's.
What's the saying?
No, you're Kravitz.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I confused. Sorry. Charlie Kravitz, your challenge is in pursuit of something trivial.
Let's go.
Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit, it sounds like.
Trivial Pursuit, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's not the other Charlie's one about the museum. Unless you want to do the museum one.
Yeah, let's do the museum one and see if you have three more images lined up.
Charlie Kravitz. What's the same? That's the same script also from Charlie's. We're doing a trivia contest, a trivia portion here for you, Charlie Kravitz. You'll like to knock everyone's pop culture trivial knowledge. Well, I hope you know your Halloween trivia, because if not, you will join the rest of the
Beyond?
In the beyond.
Oh,
Is that something Kravitz is known for, ripping people's pop culture knowledge?
All the time. No.
So that's, for the listeners, we have a G chat of all of the HQ production team, and Lorenzo thunders in with pop culture news that is days, weeks, months, or years late.
Yeah,
he doesn't know who Howard the Duck is. He doesn't know.
I don't.
He's always constantly knocking The Predator, one of the greatest movies of the 80s.
No, I'm not knocking it. I've just never seen it.
Charlie Kravitz, known as the Mistress of the Dark and self-described as the girl with the zonkers that will drive you bonkers, this raven-haired personality hosted a weekly horror movie show on local LA television. Was it Morticia?
He's just Googling this very clearly.
Elvira or Lily Munster?
I couldn't find an answer.
I think it's
what are the four options?
Elvira,
I just got right? I got a novel called Mr.
Just Mr. Elvira. It is Elvira.
Hey.
It only took you all.
Well, I don't think I got
challenges
for that.
To figure out that you were all in this together.
Oh,
work together. Survive together.
That was a classic wrong Charlie answer. Dead. Thank you, Charlie.
Okay. Wait, are we dead or not?
Well, I guess we're not dead.
You're in purgatory.
That was the twist. That was the show. Oh,
you guys haven't seen the Saw movies? Like, they all work in tandem together. They all work.
I've not seen the Saw movies.
Together as a team.
Yeah. I've never seen the Saw movies.
The idea was
either.
That you guys to be a better team. Only Charlie Kravitz is alive now because of you guys.
Well, no, I thought we were still alive because we're helping him.
We are.
Friendship
alive.
Gets us through this. Is that
you
the
can communicate moral? From the beyond?
I think that's the moral of the story.
You guys like your bees, right? Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. This actor portrayed the titular character in the 1988 horror comedy that features spiritual possession set to the tune of classic Harry Belafonte songs. Was it Alec Baldwin, Michael Keaton, Johnny Depp, or Robert Downey Jr.?
Is it Johnny Depp?
No. He was Edward Scissorhands.
He's asking for Beetlejuice.
Was it Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah. Did you cut your thumb? Mr. Krause?
I got this like blister playing tennis.
Oh, wow.
It was a blood blister. And then it like calloused. So now I just have like a purple thumb.
Are you okay?
You got to needle that and drain
that. No, that's going to hurt.
Well, you got to do it at some point because otherwise he's going to be playing. It's going to pop on his grip.
Yeah, that's
blood
true.
All over his grip. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You put tape over it when you play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How have you been playing? What part of your game's improved the most?
Dude, I'm working on my back. So I actually think I can like hit my forehand with a little bit of pace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my game's got a lot of holes. We spent 40 minutes working on my backhand on Tuesday.
Two-handed, you have an instructor?
Two-handed. Yeah, I started taking tennis lessons.
Oh, wow. How's that going?
It's good. So like my dad and brother are pretty serious players and I'm not allowed to play with them when we go on family vacations.
Really?
Which obviously, yeah. My dad goes hit 10 backhands in a row on the court. If not, you're not playing.
Wow. You're bullied by your family because of your tennis abilities?
Oh yeah. Zero tools. I got no tools.
That's awful.
I've hit with Charlie and I thought he was very good. So your dad's kind of mean, I think.
How else does your family bully you?
That's pretty much it.
Oh.
Just tennis.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty much just athletics.
Idea for the next challenge.
Oh, Jigsaw. Sorry, we forgot about you. What was the question?
Later on next year or something. We'll do a little tennis.
So Michael Keaton, right?
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton's correct.
Wow.
Let's go.
He was also Batman, right?
Not
very good Batman.
I'm Batman.
Best. What? No, he's the best Batman.
No, Christian Bale's the best Batman.
Christian Bale is definitely the best Batman.
Batman.
Wait,
I mean, that's before.
Modulator? Let me see if there's a Batman one here.
We haven't seen Robert Pattinson as Batman yet. And I know
Joe is
a really big fan of that.
Should we call him Batman?
Here's a little spoiler alert.
Ooh, Batman.
I have a Darth Vader modulator here. Hello, I am your father.
Oh, was that a Batman voice modulator?
No, he's turning himself into Darth Vader. He's losing control.
I will beat you in tennis.
Probably.
Your forearm sucks.
Yeah, he's already said that, though.
But what?
Your backhand is atrocious.
Yeah.
On to the next question.
Okay.
In one of horror's greatest crossover movies,
oh, Lord.
Springwood Slasher faces off against the Crystal Lake Killer. It's also the alternate title to a classic Jadakiss and Fabulous album.
Is it Freddy vs. Jason?
Oh, that is correct. Good job, Charlie Crabbit.
So does he need to get all the answers right to live, or just like...
I don't know at this point.
Is it Jadakiss or is it Jadakiss?
Jadakiss.
I think it's Jadakiss. You said Jadakiss.
I said Jadakiss.
Jadakiss, okay.
Are you sure?
Don't challenge me in my own challenge.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Number four, just a bunch of hocus pocus. These three hags force poor Thackeray Binks to live out his nine lives as a cat in a classic Disney Halloween movie.
Hocus Pocus.
No, that's the name of the movie. Who are the sisters? Are they?
Bette Midler.
The Sanderson sisters, the Bronte sisters,
Sanderson sisters,
or the Pointer sisters?
Sanderson sisters.
That's correct. Last, certainly least. Now in its 31st year, these two lovable aliens have made an appearance in each.
Oh God, Kodos and something.
Kodos and Kron or something like that.
Invader Zim and the Great Gazoo?
No.
Moltar and Dr. Zoidberg?
No, that's Futurama.
King and Kodos?
That's King and Kodos.
It's Mork and Mindy. So that's what it is, Mork and Mindy.
Well, Mindy's not an alien. Mork is certainly an alien.
It's Kang and Kodos.
It's certainly Kang and Kodos. Charlie Kravitz, you're the sole survivor on...
Good job, Charlie.
I don't want to live in a world without Billy, Monkey Dog, and E-List.
Wait, that's so sweet.
That's not how this works, no. You're a much better person now for surviving this thing. This awful, badly planned Halloween segment.
What other voices do you have on that voice modulator?
Let's see.
Ooh, no, I'm a pixie.
Oh,
okay. So, Pixie. Wait, hold on a second. Pixie, yesterday when you said you were struggling, did you know you were doing this twist or was there supposed to be a murder mystery?
Listen, I was way over my head as to how complex and difficult a murder mystery party was or is to do. I had planned for five people, and then Allison dropped out, and I had four people. It's very easy to guess from a pool of four people. I wasn't gonna play because I needed to know who done it.
So right now you look kind of like Guilfoyle from Silicon Valley.
You look identical to Guilfoyle. Holy.
Who's Guilfoyle?
The tall one, Martin Starr, right?
Yeah.
He's from Freaks and Geeks.
Ah.
All right, Zoe. So I heard you got some Starburst. You wanna try Starburst?
He just tried it.
He just ate it without
this zero buildup.
This is a pink one.
That was like,
I hate water.
No, you don't like the pink Starburst?
It's not water.
It's not that bad.
Isn't it strawberry?
It's strawberry.
It's a pink one.
That's strawberry.
How are you so bad and good at this?
It said watermelon. Like,
tropical or something?
What did the package look like? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, hold on.
Can I ask you a favor? Could you possibly turn on a light? Because no one can really see what you're doing.
Well.
Oh, no. Now he's going to walk away. I shouldn't have asked that.
Zoe sounds like a reject demon that like couldn't
hide. Look at his house. His house is totally decorated for Halloween, and he had that hidden.
Got a little Peloton there in the corner.
I thought that was a Halloween spider.
What happened?
I thought the handlebars were like part of a spider.
Ooh, that would be good. Lorenzo, turn your Peloton into a Halloween spider.
What? There's a ton of candy in here. As if I need more sugar in my life.
That looks so good right now. I'm really hungry.
I love candy.
We got some Snickers.
Do you have any Reese's Pumpkins?
Oh, we didn't get any. I got
you like Reese's raffle. Pumpkins more than Reese's Eggs?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yes, that's
because of the holiday.
I like Reese's Eggs
better. I think I like Reese's Eggs the best, too, because it's like you get a higher peanut butter ratio.
Yeah.
What about the trees?
Trees are amazing, too.
The holiday Christmas trees.
What I really like that Charlie introduced me to was the Reese's Thins. Stick those in the freezer.
Ooh. Yeah.
Money.
Do you do Reese's? Because I feel like, like Girl Scout cookies, you put the tag along the fridge and the Thin Mints in the freezer. And so you know, I carry that logic on to Reese's, which I put Reese's in the fridge. Some of you put them in the freezer. Which do y'all prefer, freezer or fridge for Reese's?
This is going to make me sound snotty. I don't intend for it to. But I like Justin's dark chocolate almond butter peanut butter cups. So I'm not above a Reese's peanut butter cup, let the record show, but I do like Justin's, and I put them in the freezer.
Now, can I ask you on Justin's, do you do, because I love the Justin's dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm. That's why I like it more. I don't really like milk chocolate. I like dark chocolate way more.
I'm a dark chocolate person, completely.
Yeah.
Do you want to bring Josefina into the...
No.
I love Josefina. Thanks for her appearance today.
Josefina, absolutely. I'm just going to turn off my...
Josefina is like one of, what, like 20, like 10 of them? There's 10 different...
When I was little, there were only 5 or 6. There was... This is not our target audience for me to describe American Girl dolls, but there was Samantha and Molly and Kirsten.
They all have Felicity, backstories. They have a little
Felicity, Addie. Do you know that my mom's cousin is the author for the Rebecca series?
What? I did not know that.
Wow. Yeah.
I can't believe it.
You didn't know that.
I can't believe it.
That. I cannot believe it.
I accidentally punched a child in the head at the American Girl doll store in Chicago. Oh, wow. Once.
Come again?
That's wild.
I accidentally punched a child in the head at the American Girl doll store.
As an adult?
In Chicago. I was in college.
Oh, okay.
How did that happen?
Did this child have the doll you wanted, or?
No. And also, I love how we talked about how I'm the nice one, and I'm talking about punching children. No, so I had a purse on my arm, and it wasn't the kind you wear on your shoulder. It was like a short strap. So my arm was out. I know no one can see this, but it was out front holding the purse. And the kid was running and didn't look where they were going. And then they ran smack into my fist.
Wow.
Oh. Sounds like you're the real victim there.
That's who I'm supposed to be.
I mean, it's...
did that.
Not too far off. They're disagreeing.
Wait.
For the listening audience, we have now screen shared a picture of Guilfoyle that looks alarmingly identical. Close
to so, can you explain to us if you like Starburst?
Yeah.
Yes. I have the pink one again. That says watermelon on it.
I'm shocked. That is news to me. I believe you, but I'm
tropical
shocked.
Yeah, that's probably tropical. What is that?
But cherry's the legit red.
Yeah.
Fave Reds.
Oh, Fave Reds. Wow. That's good. Fave Reds is good.
So I have cherry now.
This is a punch of flavor. I really can't wait for you to experience. Yeah.
Popping my Starburst cherry here.
Oh, Lord.
It's a great joke.
Oh, that's a lot of cherry. It's like a gush of, I know they're not gushers, but it's like a lot of cherry flavor.
Do you like it?
Not bad. I did like the orange one, yeah. I did a little sneak peek before.
Oh.
It's not bad.
What's been your favorite so far?
Can I go back to
Twitter? Have you ever had Skittles?
No.
Wow. What? Red Skittles are an all-time great candy.
How did you have a child before you had a Skittle?
Well, those are like tropical Skittles, too.
Do you? Where have you been? What other candies have you not been eating?
Regular Skittles.
I don't think I've had a Sweet Tart either.
Really?
What? Yeah.
Zoe, will you try a red Skittle from the original pack? That's one of my favorite candies.
Yeah, yeah. Do it.
Well, that's good.
Mm. Hey! There we go.
This was the reaction we were looking for at the Starburst, but you ate them before we could. This is very organic, just watching you try it for the first time.
How about a purple one? I'm a grape guy. Not everyone's a grape guy, but I'm a grape guy. I like purple and orange Skittles.
Wait, is this purple or is this brown?
Purple. There's
no brown.
Yeah, no brown.
Oh, it looks brown.
Yeah, it's... That's an accurate assessment.
Eliz, you have a recipe this week?
I do. I feel like it's not very flashy, but it's so good, and I already am so excited for dinner tonight because I can't wait to eat it again. So it's like a quick, easy, healthy weeknight turkey bolognese. Ooh. So I chopped up with a very fine dice 2 celery stalks, 2 carrots, an onion. It was really fun to chop everything really tiny. Then I sauteed it with a crap ton of garlic, some salt and pepper, added a pound of ground turkey, added a big honkin' can of crushed tomatoes, and then a bunch of dried herbs, some tomato paste, let it come to a boil, and then simmer for about 20 minutes. And I served it over zoodles, which are zucchini noodles.
That sounds like healthy and delightful.
So good. Oh, actually, sorry. There's also a little bit of chicken stock in there.
That sounds delish.
I'm excited for dinner.
Jigzo, what are you eating?
I'm having a watermelon Starburst. These are really good. I like these. I can get behind them.
You have a seventh B, Jigzo?
Well, I don't, but one Charlie Chunky Dog Hume has one, as in Black Labs.
Yes.
Chunky Dog, introduce the newest member of the BBBBB family.
Well, this is an audio medium, so nobody can see my adorable little son, Maxwell. He's squirming all over the place, but he is a little bee black lab. And he's my favorite thing in the whole world, and he drives me nuts, but I love him the most. So that's our bee for the week.
All right.
Do you want a baby? Can we swap out a baby for a black lab? I think that's a fair trade, is it?
So you're just giving away your baby.
It's a trade. We can trade back.
Hmm. All right, that took a weird turn. You guys want to do a quick lightning round of our favorite Halloween candies?
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Lightning round.
All right, so how do we do this? We can't have repeating candies, right? Because we've repeated things in the past.
I think we just keep lightning rounding until people run out. So it can go all the way around. It's sort of like a game of kings.
It's like a marathon, Ironman. Iron person, candy lightning room.
That's right. Billy, you go first.
Are we ranking them, or we're just saying candy till we can't think of candy anymore?
That's exactly what we're doing.
We're just candy till you can't. So we'll fade this out.
Candy
all right.
Till you candy can't no more.
Elis, you want to get us a final thought before we do this?
Work hard, be kind, and have a really great Halloween.
Ooh, that's nice. All right, I'm going to kick things off in the lightning round with Snickers.
I'm going to go second with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Take Five Bar.
Mr. Good Bar.
Butterfinger.
M&M's.
Kit Kats.
Smarties.
Three Musketeers.
Peanut M&M's.
Sour Patch Kids.
Crispy M&M's.
Now-a-laters.
Abba Zabba Bars.
Payday.
Airheads.
Low Pops.
The Tootsie Roll. The Tootsie Roll.
Sing the song.
Come on, my Tootsie Roll. To the left, to the left, to the left, to the left, to the right, to the right, to the right. Now slide, 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 slide. Cotton candy, sweet rope, nothing to the Tootsie Roll.